This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
10,584. That is the total for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Let's go.
We did it, baby.
You guys came through in a big way, and we're just so appreciative. There are plenty of ways for you to spend your time and your money, and the fact that you did it with us for the Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots program, we just can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
We cannot thank you enough for what you have done.
10,584 toys is a staggering amount to collect in that amount of time that we did.
It happened pretty quickly.
It was a grind at times, but
toys,
we got there.
Toys are not cheap. Toys are not cheap. So we had a chance to chat with AJR and Max McNown backstage at Deck the Hall Ball over the weekend. And Kennedy, because AJR is Adam, Jack, and Ryan. They are our brothers. We had two of the brothers there for the interview. And she just wanted to find out a little about the brothers, like who is more likely to act a particular way since they have been working and traveling together pretty much their entire lives.
I would like to ask the few questions as who is the one who is, yeah?
Sure. Love it.
All right, so you just let me know. Who is the late night doom scroller?
Ooh, kind of neither of us, right?
Not me, for sure.
I know
you more than me.
I
don't have that. I don't even have Instagram.
Let's blame it on Adam.
Sounds good.
It's Adam. It's Adam.
Who's the morningest person?
Me.
Yes.
Who has the most unread texts and/or emails?
Jack?
I read them all instantly. Don't try to peg anything.
See what you've done, Kennedy?
I gotta be honest.
This is brother on brother.
It's Adam. It's Adam.
Three of them, because that's really an unstable number. Who is most likely to be the most adventurous eater?
Ooh,
I think me.
I think Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Who has piles of laundry but claims to be organized?
Right,
me.
lives out of a suitcase.
Same. Pretty much. Oh my God, same.
Right.
Who avoids confrontation?
Me.
Who's the best planner?
Me, for sure.
And who gives the best gifts?
Ooh, Jack gives really good.
No,
gifts.
It's I'll wrong. It's me.
Oh. What a great.
Do you like that?
Oh. We just wanted you to have something fun before you leave us. So it's something to remember us by.
Oh,
it says
my
Deck
God.
The Hall Ball Mix 104.1.
Love this.
And then you have each of your.
Yes. That is so nice. Yes. Thank you so much.
In case you forget your initials.
I got green. Nice.
We will
deliver it to him.
To be delivered. But we just wanted you to have something to remember us by. Maybe you can wear it on Christmas if you're feeling festive.
Oh, that's very sweet.
AJR, thank you guys.
Thank you for having us, you guys.
Kennedy, can you explain the jackets from Mel the Clothing?
Yeah, it was just like a blazer, but a sequined blazer. Kind of like the one I wore last year, if you saw the pictures. But anyway, just covered in sequins.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a red one, and a gold one, and a green one. And in the front, it said Deck the Hall Ball, Mix 104.1. And the back, it had A, J, and R, so they knew who they were.
Max McNown actually wore his on stage.
He did. He really loved it. He embraced it. I got you a little present.
Oh.
Can I squeeze in here, Andrew?
Excuse a gift?
Me. Yeah.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
You don't got to wear it if you don't want to.
Great.
But it says, Deck the Hall Ball, so you'll always remember us. And in case you ever forget your name.
Yes. I forget my name daily.
I will put it on right now.
All right. Let's get into it.
In fact, that's it. That's a tradition.
Wow. Here you go. I'll take that. Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Should I wear this on stage?
The answer is yes.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, looking it really good. Will. It really will pop.
It goes with the camouflage.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
It's definitely. Oh, yes. We gotta fix the collar here.
Fix the collar.
Yeah.
See?
Business up front, party in the back.
That's it.
That's right.
We just had to make sure we leave you with a little something special
Thank
to remember
you.
Us by,
you.
All right?
That's I actually fantastic. Love this. This is amazing.
That's great.
One of the traditions for our Christmas is every time a family member, it's more of a McNown thing, so my mom's side doesn't do it, and when she married into the family, it was really weird. But every Christmas, if you get clothing, everybody's like, put it on.
All right.
And then you have to try it on right then and there.
Well, thank you for putting it on.
Truly in my true McNown nature,
well, we
I am now in this thing. And it actually It fits me perfectly.
Have a great show.
Yeah,
thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. Seriously.
Oh, it's over?
You're going to have a good... Well, we can keep going. I got my boss over there giving me the eye.
No, we're getting the wrap-up.
So. Oh, okay. All right. It's like...
Max McDowell, back to Hall Ball. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Is he the most delightful human of all time?
It's fantastic.
He really was a charming, charming young man.
Guy's going to be a huge star.
Yeah, that was the big takeaway from the show for me. Seeing him perform live, I was like, oh, he's going to be gigantic. He has it.
Yeah, everybody that was there is going to, 10 years from now, talk about how they saw him open for AJR at a Gannis Arena, and now he's going to be playing stadiums. So, yeah, it was great of Max McNown to come in. It was great of AJR to come in. Dan, I thought you did a fantastic job making some announcements on stage. That was the first time I think you've ever gone up by yourself.
That was the first time I've ever been handed a microphone at any event at Mix. They never give me a mic before. So.
How were you feeling just before you went up on stage, just at side stage waiting to go up the stairs?
Oh, I was pacing and flop sweating and just going over what I wanted to say in my head.
Right.
And then I blacked out on stage. I don't think I said anything that I was going to say.
Oh, Dan, you did great, buddy.
Did you say your voice was cracking?
Like, how are we doing?
I know. You get up there and you just like, wow, there's a lot of people here. It's just me. Well, I thought you did fantastic.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It was wonderful.
It was definitely, it was a good thing to get out there and do to get on the other side of my comfort zone.
Right, right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.